Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near Eufaula, down by the Georgia-Florida line, all my friends down in Fort Gaines. This is Teddy Reese with Sunday Conversation coming to you for one more Sunday. This Sunday here will be May the 30th. If I tell you, May is almost gone. We're about to hit the month of June. Vacation season is about to be in full effect. And I tell you, I need me a nice little break myself, so I may have to talk to my wife about a vacation very soon. But we certainly want to thank you for joining us again here for Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. And we're going to have a conversation today with a group of educators. And I'm kind of excited about that. I know last week was Education Appreciation Week, in which we sincerely appreciate all that all of our teachers and educators do here in Muskogee County. I know it's a very tough job. I've been in many classrooms, and I've always said it takes a special person to be an educator. I mean, you must be overflowing with love and passion and care and determination to teach the children, and also, you know, the will to make sure that no child is left behind in the process, that we bring everyone along with us. And we are fortunate here in Muskogee County to have some amazing educators, some amazing teachers, some amazing administrators, some amazing support staff. Let's not forget about our wonderful ladies in the cafeteria that cooks a hot meal for our children every day that they are at school. Let's not forget about the custodial staff that make sure that the floors are clean, the bathrooms are presentable, make sure that our children have a sanitized place to actually pursue their education. Let's not forget about those bus drivers that, you know, work very hard to take our children up and down the street, home to school, school to home, you know, with safety at the forefront of their minds, knowing that they have so many precious angels on those buses that belong to other people. And they do it, and they do it well. So, you know, Education Appreciation Week, Teachers Appreciation Week, it really goes out to everyone that's involved in the educational system, and we're certainly excited about that. And to show that appreciation, we have a big event coming up here in Columbus that's being hosted partly by Davis Broadcasting. Foxy 105 and K92.7 will be engaged in this process along with some amazing ladies. And I have one of them here with me today. We're going to talk about this event. I got with me Dr. Shanta Patrick.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? I'm so happy to be here.
Wait a minute. I need to say that again. That's Dr. Patrick.
Dr. Patrick.
Sister sitting here. With PhD?
EDD.
Sister, yes. Sitting here with her EDD, y'all. All kind of education in this room today. And I tell you, you can feel it. You can feel it. Well, congratulations on reaching such a high level in your academic credentials. Now
Thank you very much.
Dr. Patrick, are you from Columbus?
I like to say I'm from Columbus because I've been here so long. But I'm originally from Columbia, South Carolina. But my dad is military, so okay. I'm an Army brat. So I'm from everywhere. But I have lived in Columbus since 1992.
Okay.
And I lived here before then too. So yeah, you can kind of say yes, I'm from Columbus.
So at what age did you leave Columbia?
I was born there, then we moved to North Carolina until I was 7. Mm-hmm. And then we moved here when I was about 9, lived here till we were 11. I was 11. Then we moved to Hawaii until I was 15, and then we moved here when I was 15. I've been here ever since.
You've been a lot of places.
Yes.
You know, the nerd inside of me makes me go home every day and go on the internet and look at the volcano that's erupting over there on the Big Island.
Right.
And it is so tragic. So many people are being moved out of their homes and things of that nature. And lava is just coming up through the earth. And, you know, you said Hawaii, and it just triggered all
that. It's a beautiful place, but it took a lot of ugliness for it to become so beautiful. Yeah, very sad.
Yeah, but, you know, you're right. It absolutely is a beautiful place. Now, where did you attend undergraduate school?
I earned all of my degrees right here in Columbus. Columbus State University for bachelor's. Columbus State University. Well, it was Columbus College. Yeah. But okay. Columbus State University for my master's. And then I skipped over my specials and went straight for doctorate. And I earned my doctorate in education, curriculum and instruction, actually, from Columbus State University. And I completed that in 2016.
Wow. So you're a cougar for life.
I'm a cougar.
All the way up and down. We talk about a CSU Cougar.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
but hey, that is impressive. That's very impressive. And you know, to know that we have folks in our school system that have gotten the credentials in order and they've done it right here locally, that can place an emphasis on what's going on here locally with our educational system. So I'm so glad that you are in our system. Now, right now, you are an academic coach at Dawson Elementary, right?
Yes, yes.
But before that, you taught somewhere.
I taught for a wonderful amount of time, 20 years at Winton Arts Academy. That's where my heart is and always will be.
You've been teaching for over 20 years?
Yes, I know. I know. I look like I'm 19, don't I?
You do. My God. I need some of that water you're drinking.
That's that Columbus water.
That's that Columbus. Oh, my. Shout out to Columbus Water Works, y'all. See? There's an aging factor in it.
Right,
According to Dr. Patrick, it works for you. I need to put them Cokes and Mountain Dews down to pick up me some Columbus
that
water.
That is key, for real. But yes, right. 20 years at Winton Arts Academy. I started there as a third grade classroom teacher, teaching all subjects. And then I moved to the fifth grade, teaching all subjects. For a little while, I taught only science and social studies for fifth grade. And then I only taught ELA for fifth grade. And then I actually just moved to Dawson in December. But before I was there, I had just moved back into the third grade, teaching all subjects again.
Wow. And you're also an online professor
for Columbus State. For Columbus State University.
Columbus State University.
I'm giving them lots of plugs, too, right?
I know. Dr. Mark Wood, president, I'm sure he's just glad to hear this now.
Exactly. I love Columbus State University.
And that's early childhood education.
Yes, in the early childhood education department, I actually am over the program where people want to add on a science endorsement. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you already have your bachelor's or master's in education and you want to add on that science endorsement, then I'm the one who can help you get there.
Wow. Okay, and so let's talk about this event we have going on here, because David Broadcasting connected with you and with another young lady.
She's also an academic coach, Ebony Robinson.
Miss Ebony.
Yes.
Miss or Doctor?
Miss.
Mrs. Ebony Robinson.
Yes.
Okay. And so we are planning a Teachers Appreciation event, and I think we called it Teachers Need Love Too.
Yes. Teachers are always bashed. I shouldn't say always. Teachers are bashed so much recently, you know, by society, unless you really get to know those teachers and get to really hang out with us and get to really know our profession, sometimes we're viewed in a negative light. So we just want to remind everyone that teachers need love too.
You know, and Dr. Patrick, I think a lot of that is misplaced, though. I think a lot of people looking at their frustration, particularly at our board of education level. And, you know, and speaking of teacher appreciation, I saw on social media where school board chairwoman Kia Chambers was individually giving teachers in the district appreciation awards.
Right.
And I just thought that was so amazing. I don't know if she created that idea. If she did, go Kia. But, you know, but the fact that she publicized that, and I think we need more events like that to show that not only school board members, but regular people, David Broadcasting, you know, we appreciate what you guys do as educators, which is why we are doing this particular event. What made you want to get involved with this event?
Well, you know, anything in life, even if you give your all and you're really passionate about it, you give even more when you feel that is appreciated.
That is true.
I'll take marriage, for example. Mm-hmm. My husband, I tell him all the time, you know, if there's something I see he's not doing, mm-hmm. then I'll say, I thank you that you did whatever it is that he did do. Mm-hmm. And that makes him kind of step up even more, like, oh, that felt good to feel appreciated. I'm going to go even a little bit further, you know? And so I try not to fuss. Now, I hope he's not listening, because he's like, yeah, she's still fusses.
No, he need to listen. I'm not your husband need to listen, you know, because I'll see her dancing in my seat, because, you know, two things came to mind. One, you know, my wife does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But two, you know, when I was working with Georgia Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, my organization helped roll roll out PBIS in the Muskogee County School District. You know, we brought in over $80,000 in grant money to be seed money to train the teachers on PBIS and bring it in phases. And we also helped write the Project Aware grant, which brought $2.5 million to the Muskogee County School District over a five-year period to go specifically towards children with disabilities.
Right.
But what that did was it focused on positive intervention and positive supports and positive enforcement. So you just practiced that on your husband.
I did.
By being positive,
I did.
It makes him want to do more.
It makes him want to do more.
It's the same thing for me. Right. Like, if I help my wife, I wash dishes or something. She's like, oh, baby, thank you for washing the dishes. I'm like, okay. I go grab the vacuum cleaner.
Right.
I'm going to get the dust rag. You know, I'm spraying Windex on the mirrors.
Exactly.
I'm wiping them out and everything, just getting it in. So,
it's that same thought. It's that same thinking. And not saying that we're doing this so much to try to make teachers work harder, but it's just natural. When you're we as humans, when we mm-hmm. feel appreciated, it makes us go even harder. So why not give some appreciation to the people? I'm going to step outside of myself even as a jump thing because I'm also a parent. Mm-hmm. Why not step up one day and just tell my own children's teachers how much I appreciate them? Mm-hmm. Because if they don't feel appreciated, honestly, it might just become feeling rote and routine and just like, why am I even here? No one appreciates me. I don't feel like I'm accomplishing anything because it's a very difficult job. We're dealing with different personalities, right. different behaviors, different everything.
Right.
And if you don't have that, you know, those positive moments in that time where you are feeling appreciated, a lot of people leave the profession. That's happening a lot.
That is true. And you know, and everything you're saying is just so awesome right now, because if you look at it from the corporate perspective, employees that work extremely hard, if they're at the right company, they can qualify for bonuses and things of that nature.
Exactly.
We don't have that within the educational system.
Sure don't.
Because this is a government job. So you have some teachers that work extremely hard, come out of their own pocket paying for graduation gowns and prom gowns and paying for field trips and things of that nature so that an underprivileged child can actually continue to engage and participate. And they don't get reimbursed for that.
Exactly. Well, we get a $200 tax credit.
Well, $200 tax credit.
Right, you hear the sarcasm,
you know,
right?
You know, yeah, there's much sarcasm because the state of Georgia just last year just passed a tax credit for yacht owners.
Right.
But that's what happened when you, and this is Teddy Reese's opinion, don't reflect David Broadcasting, but that's what happened when you have a Republican-controlled legislature. They friends get tax credits, and people who deserve them, like teachers, don't get anything. I have a problem with that.
Right.
I have a big problem with that. If you can afford to own a yacht, you don't need no tax credit. That's the way I feel about it, you know, and that's Teddy Reese's opinion again.
I have spent thousands of dollars on, you know, students in my class.
Wow.
There have been students who couldn't have any, didn't, you know, weren't able to eat. Now, fortunately, Winton and other schools in our district qualified mm-hmm. now for, like, free breakfast, free lunch. But mm-hmm. before that was taking place, I know there were many students who, you know, their parents couldn't afford, or for whatever reason, those students came to school without breakfast, always had, like, a little bucket of something they could eat for breakfast before school started. Students who were, like, behind with their lunch, I went ahead and paid for their lunch payments. Just buying school supplies for some.
Right,
you would be amazed at students who come to school with no pencil and paper, just even the basics. Students who were not able to buy uniforms or regular clothes. I'm saying uniform because it was uniform school, but, you know, even regular clothes. I know that myself and other teachers have gotten together and have purchased clothing for students. You know, it's so much more than teaching, you know, math and language and all those things. It's the whole person. And that's what people, and I shouldn't put everyone in the box, but that's what sometimes gets neglected, is the fact mm-hmm. that we are teaching more than just those subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Is the GMAT important? Yes. Are those end of course things and end of grade assessments, are those important? Yes, those are very important. However, they won't be able to pass those if they're worried about their stomach grumbling.
Right.
If they're worried about the fact that they just saw someone get beat up at home before they mm-hmm. came to school. If they're mm-hmm. worried about the fact that they're the ones who had to get up this morning and get their little brother and little sister dressed. And that's what we're dealing with on a daily basis in class.
And that's something I would like to see the people with the platform to do so. And I say when I say people with a platform, I mean the type of people that if they call a press conference, every media outlet will show up. You know, their name is on some type of elected capacity. That's the kind of involvement I would like to see them get in. You know, like at the beginning of the school year, let's run a campaign and let's tell the parents that can, when you go out and buy your child paper, pick up two additional packs of paper and leave it at the office.
Right.
Pick up a pack of pencils and leave it at the office. pick up that Elmer's glue or that glitter or that whatever that, you know, our first and second graders and kindergartners will need for their arts and crafts, the babies.
Right.
Let's help them out. You know, pick up one or two extra uniform shirts. I mean, children size vary, not as much as adults, but you know, a small or medium in a child will fit a lot of different children.
Exactly.
And you never know who's in need. And so those are some things we can do as a community to help each other. And you know, the school can make sure it goes to the right people. They can make sure that what we've provided gets to the child that needed the most. And I'm so glad that you highlighted that, because that is an issue that we do have in our community. You know, some children feel less than others merely because what their families can afford to provide for them.
And unfortunately, so many times what's happening is not, I know when I was growing up, if a child had a hole in their shoe or they didn't have the things, then of course there were some that kind of would fight and fuss and that kind of thing, that could kind of put up that wall. But mostly they were just embarrassed or sad. Mm-hmm. What I'm seeing is happening now is those are the students who are turning into the ones who are becoming the behavior problems. And not so much because they so much choose to want to be the smart mouth or choose to want to fight or choose to want to misbehave and all those things, but it is because it is a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. And so I personally feel, and I haven't done this research, maybe I might apply some research to it, but I kind of feel like if they had those things, we can you know, make sure that they have the clothes and the food that they need. And though if those personal things, like the hierarchy of needs, you know, that there's a tier of hierarchy of needs, and if those basic needs are already met, then we can get them to focus on, okay, so now I'm ready to find out about the Pythagorean theorem. You know, they don't care about that. Right. If they're worried about eating or if they're worried about, you know, where they're going to be able to sleep tonight, you know.
And you will be amazed at what people will be willing to do, because I partner with Chris Brown and some of his, you know, motorcycle club guys, the Sons of Solomon, and we stood in front of Walmart out there in the heat with a table, and we would give lists to parents going in to do their shopping and just tell them, pick up one or two items on the list.
Right.
Or give us a donation and we're going there and get it. And we feel buggies after buggies after buggies full of stuff and presented it all to the Board of Education. I just feel like we can do this.
We can.
I feel like we can do this. And Dr. Patrick, you need to come back and David broadcast, and we need to work together on this. But when the school year is about to start off, we need to let the people in the community know the need of our children out there. And let's start some kind of drive to get those things brought in. But the teacher appreciation event is called Teacher Needs Love Too, and it will be held at Visions.
Yes.
Which
because
is
they
the
are
willing. Andres on Buena Vista.
Exactly. They are also, you know, interested and wanting to show appreciation as
so
well.
They're hosting too. So
exactly.
Thank you, Vision, for providing that location for us. We appreciate you guys over there on Buena Vista. And what's the date of the event again?
It's going to be on Thursday, May 24th. The event will be held from 7 until 9, and then it's absolutely free. There will be food. We're going to have lots of fun. We're going to have some giveaways. If you're listening out there and you want to provide a giveaway or you want to get a sponsor in some type of way, please get on to that as well. The big thing is, though, that like I said, this is free. It's just going to be laid back, drop in, drop out.
So
we're
this upcoming Thursday.
Is this upcoming Thursday?
May 24th. And it's at what time again?
From 7 until 9. Now, look, the reason we did not have it during Teacher Appreciation Week is because either A, teachers are grading papers during the school year,
right.
Or B, they're already asleep because they're tired, right?
Right.
I digress. But anyways, we are aware that it's not during Teacher Appreciation Week on purpose, though. Thursday will actually be the night before the last day that teachers are off contract. So it is actually, teachers still will be working, but it will be during what's called teacher post-planning time.
Okay.
And so if I'm a teacher and it's post-planning time, I don't mind being out till 9 o'clock. You know, the night before, because I don't have to get up early the next morning to get ready for my students. You know, most of the time during post-planning, we're making sure all of our end of the year paperwork is completed and all those types of things. So it's a little more leisurely. So we decided, you know, to kind of hold it during post-planning right before it's time for summer vacation.
So that teacher appreciation event, come out and show some love to some teachers with us on May the 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Visions, which is the old Andres, right there on Buena Vista Oyster Roll, right there near the kind of near the spider web.
Right.
I'm sure you know
exactly.
Where it is.
And yes.
So you guys know how to get there and come out and meet Dr. Shanta Patrick and Miss Ebony Robinson, who's working with Davis Broadcasting as well as Visions, who are also helping us host this event. Let's show off some teachers some love. So, Dr. Patrick, I want to thank you so much for coming in today and having this conversation with us. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Children. Thank you for having us, and thank Absolutely. You for all your impact as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Which of these items would you want to consume on a daily basis? Antifreeze, floor wax, or house paint?
You're kidding, right?
They're toxic. It's something that humans should not be eating or drinking.
The truth is, 62% of medications purchased online are fake, and many contain these harmful ingredients.
So these are just frauds.
Pretty dirty trick to play on somebody. You're taking their money and giving them this.
I want to take medication to stay healthy, not make me a lot sicker.
And what do you think about this item?
That is a big bowl of nothing.
Many rogue sites sell prescriptions with little to no medication at all. The good news is you can find legitimate online pharmacies by looking for .pharmacy in a website's address.
So if I see .pharmacy,
it's legit.
Visit safe.pharmacy to learn how you and your loved ones can be certain the medications you buy online are safe. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I tell you, we just had an awesome conversation with Dr. Shanta Patrick. Shanta Patrick, academic coach at Dawson Elementary School. Don't forget about that Teachers Appreciation event coming up on May the 24th from 7 to 9. We're going to have a lot of fun over at Visions. I want to thank the people at Visions again for hosting with Davis Broadcasting, as well as Miss Ebony Robinson and Dr. Shanta Patrick for helping us get this organized. We want teachers to come out and have a great time. We're going to have some free food, free music, good time, people laughing, celebrating the end of the school year. So this is a great time for you to come out. Well, moving forward with our theme today on education, I am honored to have in the studio with me today Miss Brittany James. Miss Brittany James was named the Be the One Project honoree at Key Elementary School. How you doing today, Miss James?
I'm good. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
I'm still processing it.
You still processing?
It's overwhelming.
Okay. And this is your first year teaching?
This is my first year teaching.
Okay. And you're from this area, right?
Well, yes, I guess. Yeah.
And where are you from? The Fort Mitchell area?
Fort Mitchell area. So it's close.
Okay. And where did you attend college?
Columbus State University.
All right. Today has been the day of Cougars from Columbus State. You know, Dr. Patrick got all three of her degrees from Columbus State. Now, where did you go to high school?
Russell County High School.
Russell County High School. And so, first year teaching, I'm sure you had a little jitters, right?
Yes. I was nervous.
You were nervous? Well, obviously, the students thought that you did a phenomenal job because they chose you to be their honoree.
Yeah. I guess I didn't do too bad.
So what was that moment like? Tell me about that moment when you walked in.
I didn't believe that they were talking about me. I was just sitting there like, who are they going to honor? And then heard of the speech from Miss Peters. I was just in disbelief. Like, they can't be honoring me because this is my first year. Nobody's paying attention. This is my first year. Nobody's even concerned about me. So I was just, I couldn't take it. It was just too much. Like, I'm so thankful that they did this project.
Wow. So now, have you always wanted to be an educator?
First I wanted to be a veterinarian, then I said I can't do this. So then teacher was the second option.
What's the second option?
Teacher,
yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for teachers because with all that you guys go through and the daily challenges, and you know, you're more than an educator, you know, you're a motor, and so oftentimes I have friends that are educators that are coming out of pocket for certain things. We talked about that a little bit earlier. So it's a very, very tough job. And unlike being in corporate America, where you may qualify for a bonus if you work very hard because you work for the government, you don't get bonuses and things of that nature. It's what you bring home in your paycheck. So we know that you must really do it because you love it. And to be recognized, you know, considering those factors, it's kind of like a bonus, you know. It's the group saying to you that we see what you're doing and we appreciate that. What message would you have out there for other first-year teachers or someone who's thinking about being a teacher and transitioning to the classroom? What tips of success can you share with them?
I would say, like, never give up, because the first time you do it, the first couple months, it's going to be hard. Like, you're going to think, why did I become a teacher? Because I said that, like, August to October. Why did I become a teacher? Like,
and it just got real, y'all.
Like, I can't do this. But then you see your students, and you see them growing. You see them telling you about their day, telling you about their life. Like, they're excited to see. When I come to the door, they're running up to me, ready to tell me about what happened this weekend, what happened last night. Like, they want to tell me things. Like, they know that I care for them, and I think that's what I do. I love when I walk in the door, they're ready to see me. They're ready, like, oh, Ms. James, what are we going to do today? Oh, let me help you with this. Like, we have a bond. We have a relationship, and I just love that part.
Okay. Did you pledge at Columbus State?
No.
You didn't pledge at that?
No.
Okay, I'm sure Ms. James is going to take care of it. Ms. Carr is a state professional. She's going to take care of that affairs. I'm just kidding. But, you know, maybe you should consider it because, you know, there's a customer service aspect to that, a community service aspect, just like, you know, teaching. A lot of passion, a lot of care, a lot of drive, and so on. And I see you brought with you one of my favorite people in all of Columbus. I don't want to offend any of my other favorite people. And I certainly don't want to offend her better half, but she's certainly much more better than him. And that is Dr. Flakes. I have with me, and Pastor Flakes, don't get mad at me. You know, I still love you. You're still the best mentor I've ever had. So, Dr. Flakes, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Teddy?
When I heard, Dr. Flakes, about this project that 17 kids at your school just brought together on their own after watching a model, and the things that they went through to do that, I was like, oh, my God. And it's to me, it's an awesome reflection of the intelligence and the drive and the organization of our young kids that are often overlooked.
Right, right. The 17 students that have completed this project, they are phenomenal. They really give us encouragement as older or more seasoned educators, mm-hmm. about what's to come. Mm-hmm. Their passion was just amazing. And so, and just one of the things that Columbus State University has, as you probably know, has always tried to develop is a servant leadership type environment. Mm-hmm. And so by them going out into the community and doing something for someone else, it was just amazing. And the passion that they had for this project allows you to see and know that they'll have that same type of passion for students.
So as the honoree, I understand that those students gave Ms. James some items. What are some of the things they gave her?
So they gave her some items that are STEM related, mm-hmm. Because that's an area that all of our schools are moving toward. She will be teaching kindergarten next year, and so they gave her items that are aligned to the curriculum for kindergarten, and they made enough bins for a whole class for different activities for her class. They also gave her, I think one of the students' parents built a shelf, custom built the shelf so that the bins will fit inside her classroom. So it's almost like she has enough material where they gave her like a classroom makeover. I saw lamps,
rugs,
just all types of things, and,
wow.
and just, I mean, phenomenal. And as a first year teacher, it's hard to accumulate those things
mm-hmm.
right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to have some ready made items that she's not going to have to go out and purchase, it's a blessing, true blessing.
Now how did they get these things?
They did fundraising in the community.
Really?
All over Columbus. They did some fundraising first, and that gave them the funds to purchase these items. So I know partners like Country's Barbecue and different places donated items for them to be able to raise the funds and be able to purchase these items for Miss James.
Wow. Wow. Well, what an awesome story. What an awesome school, Key Elementary. I love going down to Oakland Park to visit. And you have, Dr. Flakes, you have established such an amazing environment in that school.
Thank you.
And I always hear great things from your teachers. They love working with you. They love working over there. And we just all know that Key Elementary is on the move. And this is a sign of that. And so, you know, I always roll my eyes real hard at those that try to count out our students. Don't count out our young people.
That's right.
I don't care what they come from. I don't care what circumstances they've lived through. They know they do not have to be a product of their situation. They can strive for greater. They can do all that they can do and choose to do. And our educational system needs to be there to support them, to help them do that. And you guys are doing that over at Key Elementary. I want to thank you again, Dr. Flakes. Thank you, Ms. Brittany James. And congratulations on almost wrapping up your first year.
Thank you.
You know, just got a couple more days, and so you made it. You're no longer Neo. You know, you're not with Tiny Ears anymore. And so, but we are so happy to have you here in our school system. And if those students gravitated towards you like that, it must be something spectacular that you're doing. And I hope that you never lose that. But most importantly, I hope it rubs off on other teachers so they can do exactly what you're doing. So I want to thank you guys again. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Don't forget to join us next Sunday. It will be May the 27th, and the month of May will be almost gone. So join us next Sunday. Don't forget to join us also on May the 24th from 7 to 9 at Visions Old Andres off of Buena Vista Road. We're having the teacher appreciation event called Teachers Need Love Too. And so we're going to show our teachers some love, being hosted by David Broadcasting, by Visions, and by Dr. Shante Patrick and Ms. Ebony Robinson. Again, this is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Thank you for listening.
The views and expressions of Sunday Conversations are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporated, advertisers, nor their staff. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.